When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to Podument Park, the judgeless and very morose edition. I'm Andrew Mearns, joined as always by Quinton Shaw. How are you?
I'm burning all the socks in my house.
Yeah. A bad week for socks, between white socks, red socks.
All around bad socks.
Yeah. The Mexico City Green Sox created team in All-Star Baseball 2004. Also a bad time, is my understanding. Yep.
The Yankees somehow went 1-2 against them too this week.
Yeah. Right. You know what? Johnny Estrada, he came back and he was great for the Mexico City Green Sox. I don't know. So, boy, yeah, it was a weird, very weird week, partially because of the smoke that infiltrated New York City and canceled Wednesday night's game, pushed it to a Thursday doubleheader. They probably shouldn't have played Tuesday. Kind of questionable that they played Thursday too, but whatever. I guess a pleasant surprise that even Major League Baseball looked up at the sky on Wednesday where it looked like Blade Runner and they're like, I guess we can't play in this.
Yeah. Like Tuesday, they definitely shouldn't have played. Wednesday, I'm glad they didn't play. And then Thursday, I think it just quote unquote looked okay, even though the air quality was still really bad.
Yeah, I think Major League Baseball just didn't want to have to deal with trying to figure out when they were going to get those two games in otherwise. So they're like,
He's like, hey, look, the sky doesn't look orange. It's fine.
Yeah, the PR hit is going to be less noticeable, so let's just do this. And under the context of that, it's hard to sweep doubleheaders even against the White Sox, so you're not surprised they ended up splitting that. Losing the first game of the doubleheader was really annoying, with the Michael King giving up the two-run home run to, I think, Eloy late in that, lost the lead. That was like the one game this week where the Yankees actually scored more than a handful of runs. And granted, it was only five, but even still. And the opening game of that series with the Sebi Zavala, you know, that famed international slugger, as we all know. Sebi Zavala hitting two home runs. So
look, I'm not even mad because I love his name.
Yeah.
If you're giving up home runs, you might as well give up two of them to Sebi Zavala.
Yeah, and one of them was a total short porch special, which again, like, that happened again in last night's game too, but live by the porch, die by the porch. So, oh well.
And honestly, that was like the only blemish on Clark Schmidt's outing that day.
Yeah, he pitched well. He pitched well again on Sunday night too, honestly. Yeah, he's not going to be my Yankee of the Week, but he'd be a pretty decent nominee in most other times.
No, absolutely. Like, he's been one of the few bright spots. I mean, the pitching side's been overall fine. Michael King had that bad game, and then just annoyance. Again, it's kind of like what we talked about the last time Judge was on the IL. The offense just needs to score more runs. Like, if you're giving up two home runs to Sebi Zavala, sure, that sucks, but score more than two runs against the White Sox.
And then in the Red Sox series, even though the Red Sox, per Gary Phillips, entered with the fifth worst ERA in baseball among their rotation, and then they allowed just five earned runs against the Yankees in the entire series, because that's how punchless the Yankees offense is right now.
Woo!
And two of those runs, mind you, came because the ball hit a base.
Yeah. It wasn't even that the starter allowed the runs, and it wasn't even Trevino shouldn't even get the RBI for that. It should be the base. Somehow give the base the RBIs.
Exactly. Yeah, you can ding him for giving up the double to McKinney, but as far as the reason why that run scored, there were two outs, I believe. Yeah, that should have been the end of the inning. That made last night all the more frustrating too, because oh wow, they have a chance to steal this victory with two runs that they did not deserve, because they held a very slim lead over the Red Sox. But then we hit the eighth inning, and I know we're fast forwarding a couple games through our week recap, but we have to talk about that Glaber error, which is one of the worst brain farts on the field I've ever seen, if I'm being frank.
Right.
He's standing on second base getting, he doesn't need to stand on second base because Kike Hernandez is not going to second, and he just sort of half reaches the throw coming in and it goes away and Kike goes to second. And I know that the next batter walks, but that changes the scope of the inning and the pressure on King to make sure that he's able to strand the runner. Maybe because of that, he gets a little bit too cute to Reese McGuire and ends up walking him, leading to the bunt, leading to the RBI ground out, that tied the game. And it's just God, Glaber, what are we doing?
Yeah, I think Matt said it in our Slack, he's genuinely a good player, but once a week, he's just going to have an absolutely baffling display with the glove, and you just don't know what to do besides throw your hands up in the air.
Yeah, it's honestly like Gary a couple years ago, where he was still a good hitter. Maybe Gary's still a great hitter now.
He's a great hitter now.
Yeah, because the Gary Sons continues in San Diego. But the point being that because he has these, Glaber has these mental screw-ups every now and then, they just overshadow everything that he does to contribute with the rest of his game. And it's unfortunate, but I can't feel that sorry for him, since you can't be making these mistakes. You just can't.
No, absolutely not. And he had a chance to quote unquote redeem himself after that. And maybe if he does something there, scores, helps bring in a run or whatever, you probably think about it a little bit less, or a little bit less frustrated with it. But that basically, like you said, led to them tying the game, and then the Yankees just couldn't do anything else. They couldn't even score a run with a runner on second in extra innings, just gifted to them. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's just emblematic of the Yankees offense not really doing a whole lot. The one game they won against the Red Sox, they got a very well-timed home run by Willie Calhoun. I think Glaber also homered in that game.
He did, yeah.
The source of the other run. So obviously you're not going to give that game back, but that's the only positive thing that came from the weekend, basically, in terms of offense. Everyone else looks so bad right now.
I'll say Billy McKinney kind of looks like he's having a little bit of fun. Yeah. He looks okay. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah, Billy McKinney. He also homered. I think it was it was in the doubleheader, because it was that he came back up and was oh, I guess Billy McKinney is back here. All right, cool. And then he's incredibly good. I mean, someone's got to be, I guess, but I appreciate it.
He might be the only person who looks like an adult right now.
Yeah. Let's just run through this per James Smythe from Yes Network. Since the start of this homestand, again, where they got 2-4, Anthony Rizzo went 0-19. He's on an 0-24 now. Giancarlo Stanton went 1-14 with just a single. DJ LeMahieu, 3-15, all singles. Josh Donaldson, 2-18. The two were home runs, but that's not doing enough. The Rizzo thing is really crushing them, because they needed him to, I mean, and Stanton too, but Chris Stanton's coming off the injury, so his timing might not be there. But Rizzo is the guy that they need to turn to basically be some sort of anchor in this lineup. And he's just been an anchor of bringing them down.
Yeah, I wonder if Rizzo is probably also still dealing with some lingering neck thing, which is just annoying in itself. Then all right, dude, just go on the IL. Tell him, hey, I'm not right. Go on the IL, get out of there, like, not that there's a savior coming for that position, but you're actively hurting the team by just being there.
It could be a thing where it's like good enough to play through at other points in the past. So I think I get it if that's why, like, doesn't think he needs an IL thing, and they haven't really talked about it at all since then. So I mean, that could just be in like an omission thing, but
this is obviously me speculating, right? Yeah. But like, it is kind of funny or interesting that his not being able to hit has basically lined up perfectly with his neck been getting hurt. So yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some like lingering effect or something there. Like you said, probably not good enough to actually go on the IL, but there's got to be something there.
Yeah.
And then Stanton, well, yeah, to your point, he had what, a whole one game of rehab after missing like over a month. Yeah. Not that you like give him a pass in that situation, but you kind of, as frustrating as it is, you kind of understand and a little bit, like, even you're like, okay, I guess you're still working on your timing or whatever. It just sucks that it's just all happening together, but
it ain't great.
No. Usually you have the Aaron Judge to kind of, you know, let you work on your timing in the big leagues, because the Aaron Judge is there, but he's not there right now, and it's sad.
Sad. There's no protection, really, for this lineup right now, and it's just hole after hole after hole. We're seeing a whole bunch of bad swings from Jose Trevino. He looks so bad at the plate. Like, yeah. This is like what we expected, generally, from Jose Trevino when they first acquired him in 2022. And, you know, the first half, we knew he was never going to hit that well again. But just over the past year, it's like he's getting out hit by Higgy. And that's not an easy feat.
No, it's not an easy task.
For as great a framer as he is and as good a catcher he is, he has very little idea of the strike zone when he's batting and he's in a slump.
No, especially, was it last night during the 10th inning or whatever?
Yeah.
He was just, even the commenters like, he's just these pitches were nowhere near the strike zone. Like, yeah, no, I don't know what the hell he's doing up there. Yeah, I guess he was like, just desperate to try and get the run in. Like,
yeah,
I think
he's just trying to like get the ball in the air. But I can't imagine, like, some of those pitches are so high that I think the most you're going to do is pop it up, and that's not going to get the job done either.
Like, I understand, like, you know, you want to be a little bit aggressive, and that's kind of the approach that he was kind of having at that point. But that's the wrong way to approach it, being aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. And we also got to talk about Anthony Volpe, who he's just looking really bad, honestly. There's no other way to describe how he's hitting right now, basically. Like, he had a, you know, solid enough first month, but since then it's been like hitting in the 150s. He's got like a few home runs, but those are like his only good at bats, really. Like, he's striking out more, he's walking less. It's a bad combination. And like, we are at the point where if the Yankees swapped him out for Peraza, I would not say that that was a bad move. I understand why they are very hesitant to do so, because he's still playing a decent shortstop. He sort of cleaned up some of the miscues in the field that we were seeing earlier on. And I think they want to prove to him that they are willing to stand by him, and they're not going to panic at the first, you know, couple bad weeks. But it's getting very suspect, and if this does continue for even longer, like, if by the end of the month he's still not hitting, I think maybe you do have to make a move then.
Yeah, I mean, it's to a point, it hasn't just been like a week or two though. It's been going on for a lot longer, and that's when it's like, all right, like, they've given him the leash, and now you start to, if you haven't already, but you start to have those conversations, because yeah, it is rough.
Yeah. And like, as we talked about, the change in approach is what's most concerning, because he's another guy who's like recognition of like the strike zone. It was being lauded during that first month, honestly. And now you can definitely sort of feel the pressing. He didn't start on Sunday's game. He came in as a defensive replacement later on. And I think that I did see a post-game quote from Boone about, like, yeah, we wanted to give him the off day Monday combined with mostly being off Sunday. But, of course, then it ends up with him being the last guy to bat in the game, and it doesn't go well. I should say he was, like, a few feet away from being a hero on Friday night. That was such a painful near miss of a walk-off three-run homer against Kenley Jansen. But, you know, got to pick up the pieces and get the job done. And he did not then, and he did not Saturday, and he did not Sunday, and he has not for the better part of the past 2 months.
No, just looking at it from May 1st till now, he's got a WRC plus of 47.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That is Hicksian and not Orioles Hicksian.
Not Orioles Hicksian, not Hicks with the beard. Yeah. It is Hicks without a beard. He's got 7 home runs in that stand, so like, yay, but his overall slugging in that time since May 1st is 351.
Yeah.
He's got 46 strikeouts like in 38 games. Like, that's not what you want from him.
That's striking out like at 2016 Aaron Judge rates.
Yeah.
Oh boy. And that problem's just magnified when there are so many other guys not hitting. I think one of the reasons the Yankees are sticking by him is because one, they don't want to like discourage his development track. But two, like, if the guys in the lineup who are supposed to be producing, your Rizzos, your Stans, your Donaldsons.
LeMahieu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. LeMahieu. He looks like he's hitting through sludge.
Yeah. I had to go through the list myself. Like, who do I expect to do something right now?
Yeah. But if those guys or even half those guys are hitting, then it sort of obfuscates what's going on with Volpe and maybe you can get by. But when all those guys are not doing much, then the microscope just goes even more intensely on Volpe. And it sucks, but that's the hand we're being dealt right now.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, and again, not to keep harping on the Yankees live and die with Aaron Judge, but that's really true because if Aaron Judge is in the lineup, right, and then you have, like, a Donaldson coming back, a Stanton coming back, or Stanton in the lineup, Donaldson in the lineup, or Rizzo in the lineup, you talk about how much these guys help lengthen the lineup for Aaron Judge. And right now, it's mostly Judge and then, yeah, Bader are missing. So you would think, like, all right, if we talk about how when these guys come in and Aaron Judge is in the lineup, they help lengthen the lineup and it just looks so much. One person leaving, as great as, you know, probably possibly arguably one of the, arguably the best hitter in baseball, but whatever, I'm not going to get into that debate. If he's missing, at least the lineup should look somewhat competent, but no, they have no life. They have nothing going on. Maybe Harrison Bader comes back soon and, like, you know, just by virtue of swag, injects some life into the offense because I don't see another way forward here.
No, and it's a real problem because we don't know what the timetable is for Aaron Judge's return. I don't think the Yankees really know either, just because it's so touch and go with the foot, or more specifically the toe. And that, as we saw last year with DJ LeMahieu, this isn't the exact same kind of cut toe injury or foot injury, but it's along that same, it's in the same family. And it's so important to Judge's hitting mechanics, getting everything in his feet right and his toes right, that you can't mess around with it. So they just have to sort of wait it out. And it sucks that it was caused by this stupid old stadium in LA, but that's what the Yankees have to deal with. And you would prefer that they would have enough depth to be able to at least be somewhat palatable, but they are not without him.
Yeah, and I think I agree. Like, the Yankees genuinely aren't entirely sure because, you know, they were able to rule out that there was no fracture and it's just, quote unquote, just a sprain. But they're waiting for that swelling to go down, and I guess it hasn't yet. But before they even talk about some sort of timeline, but
yeah,
it's funny because the one thing I will say that amused me about the Aaron Judge IL stint is when he went on the IL and they called it a great toe sprain. I've never heard it being referred to as a great toe, maybe the big toe. But I guess when you're Aaron Judge, all your toes are probably big toes, so you have to differentiate somehow.
Yeah. It's definitely kind of weird, but I guess that's the technical term for it. I was listening to the Cespedes Barbercast the other day, and Jordan and the guest co-host, Emma Bachelier, were talking about how, like, they, like, literally went through, like, the medical terms for each of the toes just because they're so weird. Did you know the second one is almost sometimes referred to as the pointer toe, which is just really funny because you're never pointing that.
Yeah, I've never pointed with my feet or toe. Well, I guess if I point with my feet, it's like my whole foot is a hole. But I think because of the pointer toe, pointer finger, pointer toe.
Yeah, I think that's literally, they're just cribbing from like finger terminology. Like they talked about like, oh yeah, it's like the thumb toe, the pinky toe. Those are, what are we doing here?
What's the one right next to the pinky? Is that the ring toe?
Yeah, I think like sometimes they call it like the fourth toe or something. Or tofu.
Oh, just we don't got a name. Just yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four.
Tofu. There you go.
We should call it Torreus.
Yeah, the Torreus.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the state of the Yankees right now. Boy, they have isn't this a chaotic freaking Subway Series matchup coming this week with them and the Mets, who are, have lost like what, 8 of 9 and are just an utter disaster. And they're also missing their big guy, Pete Alonso, is on the IL. So this Subway Series has all the juice of a tire fire, like catching with another tire fire.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like a, when a very movable object just meets a dumpster on fire.
Yeah.
I guess since you brought it up, we want to talk about the upcoming schedule for a little bit. Like, the good news is there's not a lot of Yankees baseball coming up this week.
Yeah, no, it's weird that like this, the timing of how these off days are, is pretty good for the Yankees, because it's more time for Judge, Bader. Carlos Rodon is getting close to a rehab assignment. We don't have to go too deep on that, but maybe we'll finally see him sometime soon. Maybe, question mark, question mark, question mark. But it's time for them to rehab, and the Yankees don't have to actually play games during necessarily all the days. So yes. To quote the Hulk, I see this as an absolute win.
Yes, exactly. They're off today. Then they'll be playing, like you said, the Mets for 2 games. Mm-hmm. Off again. Then they go to Boston for another three game set, and we have another Sunday night baseball, because why not? And then they're off again.
Yeah. They've been off for every Monday in June, and honestly, helpful for me personally and for our recording schedule.
It, honestly, yes. I support it.
You know, this is the power of the Podument Park lobby.
Yes. We did this.
Yes. Yeah, before we even knew that our name would be changing last year, we had the Podument Park lobbying firm. Prepared to haggle with Major League Baseball about getting a lot of Monday off days in June.
Yeah, we kept the lobby on retainer just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Savvy of us, really.
Woo!
But Yankees have all these games coming. And then they got to go out to the West Coast next week, which will be annoying. Even they're playing the A's. Oh, wait, no, I'm wrong. Scratch that. Yeah.
Seattle and Texas come, and then they go to Oakland and then St. Louis.
Right, right. So, but Monday off.
Hopefully nobody gets Epstein-Barr.
Yeah, they should just play the entire series in like hazmat suits.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to that A series when we creep up a little bit closer to it. Anything else? I guess Ian Hamilton looks like he'll also be back soon. He's going to be in some minor league games pretty shortly. So he will help out the bullpen a little bit more. The bullpen, I think, has honestly been pretty solid. Even Nick Ramirez has been putting in some good innings, which I would not have guessed at all. So
yeah, good for also him. his sprint yesterday.
Oh yeah,
his dive yesterday,
that
rather
was a great
than his
play.
That was a phenomenal play.
Yeah, and like Marinaccio, I don't really blame for that 10th inning run scoring. Basically, you have no margin for error there. He allowed the run that was already on base to score on a single and with that, the infield in. Sucks, whatever.
Yeah, and that was the only run that scored, and whatever. You have to be exceptionally bad for me to care if that the Manfred man is the game winning run and you gave it up.
Yeah, you have to be doing some like Brooks Kreske stuff.
Like, yeah, exactly. You just have to be exceptionally bad for me to care if that's the thing. Because my whole point is always just going to be the Yankees also had an extra man and they didn't score it. So
yeah. Thanks, Jose Trevino.
Yeah.
All
right. Maybe can he tried at least.
Yeah, he got the runner over to third. That was like, you know, one of those things where you want to get the run in, too. But if that's what happens, then that's a still productive at bat.
Yeah, it was a very well hit ball. Like, you know, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, I think if they're playing in Fenway, maybe it gets close to the pole.
Yeah,
probably not. What a
disaster park.
What a time.
Yeah.
Yankee Stadium is also a bit of a disaster park at times, let's be real.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
But at least nobody pretends that Yankee Stadium is a great stadium.
No. Well, the Yankees sometimes like to, but...
Oh, that's fair.
All right. I think we should take an ad break.
Really quickly before we do?
Yeah.
Carlos Rodon, when you're facing right hitters, stop hitting the Yankees hitters. We can't risk another injury.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Willie Calhoun turned out to be, I guess, okay after he
fine,
got
hit. Fine, but yeah. Let's not play that game, though.
No. Okay, we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's run through our BRF Top 12, where we have an unfortunate fall that I already know about from Anthony Rizzo.
Yes. So the top two has not changed, and I don't see it changing unless Judge just doesn't come back anytime soon. But let's not talk about that possibility. Anyway, so Garrett Cole, top of the leaderboard, Aaron Judge following him. Number three, the number three spot held by Anthony Rizzo for a long time is now held by my sweet prince, Michael King.
The king.
Following him, Domingo Herman.
He pitched well during
He
the
did. He did.
Saturday win. Yeah.
Yeah, the only win against the Red Sox, but pitching wasn't the issue. I think we will both reiterate that.
Correct.
Another injured person, Harrison Bader at number five. And then it's Anthony Rizzo. Again, if you haven't had a hit in 24, whatever at bats it was, yeah, you kind of deserve to fall. Or it's
Yeah.
inevitable that you'll fall.
Sucks to fall past an injured guy, but
Yeah. But what can you do? Gleyber Torres following him, Anthony Volpe following him, another injured guy, Ian Hamilton. Then rounding out the top 12, the last three are Clay Holmes, Wandy Peralta, and Jimmy Cordero.
Hooray.
Yeah. And I should say from Gleyber, number seven, to Clay Holmes, they all are worth one win exactly. There's probably some sort of like fractional difference in there, but it's basically a four-way tie there from 7 through 11, or seven through
Yeah.
10, sorry.
And we should also reiterate Baseball Reference likes Volpe's defense. So
Yeah.
that's one of the reasons why he's still up there, even though he's got a 67 OPS plus on the season, which is undoubtedly not what you want.
No.
So that's going on. BRF top 12. All right, so let's move ahead to the Yankee and Manfred of the week. Now, we don't have a lot of
Let's see.
candidates for Yankee of the week here, but Kunsh, who is your Yankee of the week?
Give me to John Sterling.
Oh my God. They attacked John Sterling. The
They
Red Sox have no shame.
did. The Justin Turner tried attacking John Sterling, but they did not realize that he is a man of steel, apparently. The dude, Justin Turner, hit a foul ball that ended up in the booth and just clonking Sterling on the forehead. And not only did he get back up to continue calling the game, he just never stopped.
No, yeah, it was just like,
You heard
ow, ow.
a couple owls, and then he just right back into it.
Yeah.
Very, very, very impressive, and probably one of the better performances from a Yankee this week. So
Yeah.
give it to John Sterling.
Good durability. He just got back from, he had been sick for, I think, a couple weeks too, because Justin Shackle had been filling in. I think he was
Right.
mostly on the road trip too, but even still, yeah, came back. Justin Turner clonks him. But he's just back in there the next day with a Band-Aid on his head, like any
I did
regular old man. So,
I did love that he was just basically going around through Yankee Stadium just telling everybody, I'm not going on the IL. I'm not
yeah,
going on the
like
IL.
unlike some judges.
He literally said it to Aaron Judge too. I'm not going on the IL. And in my mind, I'm picturing him like finger gunning at everybody as he's saying
Yeah.
it.
I appreciate that
Hey.
Turner did sign a ball and send it up to him. It's like,
Yeah.
sorry.
No, it wasn't a ball. It was the ball, I
Oh, the
think.
ball. Okay, I missed that part. That's even funnier.
Yeah. So it was all good fun, I guess. Well, not the clonk, but the after
No.
effects.
My Yankee of
Yeah.
the week will be Randy Vasquez. I haven't talked about
Fair.
him, but he came up for the second game of the doubleheader against the White Sox and threw pretty terrific game, honestly. And it was 27th man, so quickly went right back down. Because of the off days, the Yankees really don't need to use a fifth starter for most of the next couple of weeks. And so they're able to skip Nestor Cortez's spot while he's on the IL. He's a guy that we didn't really talk about, but he's just sort of in a holding pattern. So ideally he's back in a few weeks, but if they do have to call upon Randy Vasquez again, I feel pretty good about it. And he looked really good with how he handled those White Sox hitters. I know the White Sox aren't the most intimidating in the lineup right now, but 5 2/3 shutout, only one walk, two hits, take it.
No, yeah, I mean, impressive nonetheless, right?
Yeah. And
So,
especially with considering they were facing his possible sweep. Oi.
yeah, a good point. So, we shall call him Randy the Sweep Stopper.
There you go.
We shall. We probably won't call him that. I'll probably forget that in 5 minutes, but
The
that's his name for right
anti-sweeper.
now. Yes.
Also, apparently his Instagram is at the underscore mega devo. So
What?
don't know.
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
But it, I at first I thought it was Mega Devo, like Devo the band, like with Whip It, but right. No, that is not what he was going for because it's different spelling.
I'm gonna have to look into this.
Yeah. Who is your Manfred of the week?
Everyone who picked up a bat in the four losses. I mean, yeah. Even the wins too, probably, but I'm gonna just say everyone who picked up a bat. Although I guess one of the losses they did score 5 whole runs, so maybe not that one, but yeah, no. No, just everyone.
Yeah.
I don't like any of y'all.
I will zero in on mine for Anthony Rizzo just because you need to get a hit, dude. Get a hit. And you couldn't even do that.
This is his longest drought of his career, I think they were saying on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was like 0-for-24. He might be tanking himself out of an all-star first half now at this point, unless he like gets fire again. But other than that, yeah. Bleak.
It is not good.
The sad thing is like right now, like there's a scenario where the only Yankee in the all-star game is maybe Gerrit Cole. Like I think Judge will get elected, but probably might not start if he's still like injured or coming back from injury. It's not a lot of good candidates here right now.
No.
Like maybe King, maybe you get a reliever there.
Maybe Michael King as a reliever, and that's probably it. Like Anthony Rizzo possibly could have gotten like one of the reserve roles, but again, it's been a rough 2 weeks or a week and a half for him. Let's see if he kind of gets going again, maybe I could see him kind of sneaking back in as a reserve, but that's kind of it.
Seems like a long shot. Yeah. Oh, well.
What can you do?
So that's the Yankees. They need to win some more baseball games. I don't know if they're going to win some more baseball games. Even they're only playing the Mets and Red Sox, but like, even though the Mets and Red Sox are both struggling, yes, I still describe the Red Sox as struggling, even though they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees because they did not do so in very convincing fashion. That offense is a tough watch, too, let me just say, if you're a Red Sox fan. I can't imagine that was very fun. They kept stranding so many runners. My God.
Yeah, but like, I think that's like a little bit more expected of them.
Yeah.
But like, I can't imagine it's good for like a Red Sox fan. I'm not trying to, you know, say that. Like, I'm sure it's very much frustrating, and I'm sure I'm still going to have to hear it from my boss this week. But
yeah. So we'll wrap it up there. You can follow us on Twitter at Pinstrip Alley, at Podument Park, at Marin's PSA. What is your recommendation for the week?
Stay away from the Yankees.
Yeah. Well, again, at least they are blessing us with 2 off days, really 3 off days over the course of the next week. So very kind of them.
Yeah. I just saw that the Yankees are about to face Scherzer and then Verlander. Again, neither of them are having like phenomenal or typical Scherzer-Verlander seasons, but I can't imagine this looks pretty.
No, probably not. And Verlander always seems to like find an annoying gear against the Yankees too. So
yeah.
All right.
It's going to be great.
All right, go team go. We're here for Willie Calhoun and Billy McKinney and not much else.
That's about it.
All right. Go Yankees. Please stop embarrassing us. Thank you.
Bye.